Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The older you get, the less you care about what is and isn't trendy.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how it used to be, because it seems, Thomas.
What's that?
Starting with your generation.
Me?
The older set cares about what they're wearing, how they're supposed to wear it, and what the younger set thinks. Because a random phone call that Kimmy received makes it very clear. Some guys never want to look like the old guy in the room.
Oh, so what happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Kimmy, you got a phone call from your dad the other day.
I did. So I saw that my dad called me, but I was outside doing something, so I'm like, oh, I'll call him back. But then he rapidly called me like five more times. I'm like, this must be an emergency.
Yeah, no, oh my God, is everyone okay?
Yeah. Because I answer the phone, and he says, hey, am I supposed to be showing my ankles still? And I go, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, you know, with socks. Like, I thought we were showing our ankles, but now I'm noticing, because he goes to the gym every day, so I'm assuming he sees, like, younger guys at the gym working out. Mm-hmm. But now I'm seeing the high socks.
Can we time out?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, because I want to include everybody, the tube sock is back.
So is it the crew sock or the tube?
Both.
Because the tube went up to the, over the calf.
Well, this one goes like mid-shin. That's what we're looking at.
So that's
here.
A crew sock.
And then a little lower. I don't know.
I'm not a kid.
But that used to be the old man's sock.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yeah. So Gen Z and Gen Alpha have looped back around to the crew sock. All and right. They use the ankle sock to identify who the old people of the room are. And they're vicious on social media about the ankle sock.
So the no-show, low sock is out.
That makes you look like an old man.
Well, that's what my dad's trying to figure out.
Okay, so you were saying
he thought he was doing the cool thing by not showing with the no-show socks with his ankles out. And so I guess he was going to buy socks because then he had follow-up questions because he's also going to a wedding.
Okay.
And he's like, well, no. He's just kind of like talking this out. He's like, no, like I thought you weren't showing your socks anymore with a suit. Like I thought, you know, you
that
were
is a
just,
look.
Yeah, you're just, it's ankles out. Tapered pants, right?
Ankles out for the boys.
Ankles out for the boys. And I go, well, no. I mean, you could still wear socks. Like, that's fine. Yeah. He's like, are you sure? Like, he's not really taking my word for it, but he needs somebody to back up his theory on socks and what style of socks he should buy and when and where to show your ankles when you're out and about.
So your dad, how old is your dad?
My dad's 65.
All right, so he's around my Tommy's age.
Yeah. Same age, All right.
So your dad is 65 years old.
Been noticing socks and sock styles.
And it matters enough to him that this younger set doesn't look at him as an old man, that he is now altering his sock style, which, by the way,
to fit in at the gym.
Which is one of the hardest things to do.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
You become so dedicated to the sock.
Sock.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I know. You're Mr. Look at the Italian purple socks this morning like a bitch.
And I have to say, like, I was a little proud of him in that moment.
All right.
For not wanting to look like an old guy.
Okay.
He was noticing what younger people are doing, and he wanted to do the same thing.
He wants to be relevant.
Okay, but here's what's strange. 65 is way past fashion relevancy, right? Like, he should not care.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're wearing your Skechers shoes to the gym, it is surprising to me that he still cares about his socks.
Like, his lower back.
Because he's there for comfort, not style.
He's stepping in them now. His lower back can't tie. But here's the thing. That man is not the only man I know at that age that cares about his threads.
Because, you've seen it with other people?
Yeah. If you're watching our live stream on the Odyssey app, YouTube, the Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch, and get on WCMF.com, brought to you by our good friends at the Edge Brewing. No, you're not watching it in sissy vision. That's what Tommy is actually wearing to work. You care deeply.
But I always have.
About what you wear out of the house.
I've always been styling. I always cared about my threads.
Well, you know, but you've cared about your style, but I wouldn't say that you necessarily followed what, like, younger people are doing.
Oh, no, based on his Instagram interactions?
But he's not following younger people. He's following stylish men, stylish Italian men, who aren't necessarily young. He just likes their style.
There are things he drops into his style that he thinks young people do.
Like what?
I don't know.
Well, the shacket.
Is huge.
The
right
stupid
now.
Ass beanie you wear now, in and out of the you. That's a
very
young person
beanie.
Thing. That is a hipster ass Jacques.
Yeah,
Cousteau.
You mocked my beanie.
Yeah, because your forehead is far too big for the beanie.
No, but it covers some of the forehead with the beanie.
It looks like a polar ice cap. That every day it's slowly, we're losing a little bit more of it. No, like you care. You want to be fashion relevant.
I like to be put together when I leave that. Because I don't want to look like some disheveled old man.
If Breezy, who is our resident, or Hope, our resident Gen Zers, or Gen Alphers, come in here and compliment Tommy's outfit, he's on cloud nine for the rest of the day.
Well, yeah, that's a big to-do.
But it's because they're kids. Yeah. You want to be relevant
no,
fashion to
some
kids.
Some of the good ones.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are baby boomers the first generation to try to stay clothes trendy as they get older? And I'm asking a serious question.
They probably are, because they're the ones that now get facelifts, hair implants.
Trying to maintain.
Working out. You know, my father didn't care. I mean, my father always wore suits and stuff to the office and stuff like that.
Sure.
But when he turned my age... Man, he was a slob. And I mean, from his ass up, he was a slob. And didn't care. Like, what do I look like? You know, where am I going?
So you would agree that boomers are the first generation of men that want to be fashion relevant to young people?
I think they follow it. My father dressed the same way his whole life.
Okay.
He didn't change.
And by the way, I don't mean to take shots at boomers here, because I think it's happening with every generation down. Gen X is now past the point where they should care about what younger people think about how they dress, but you do care.
Yeah.
And even elder millennials like Kimmy and myself, we are at an age where traditionally we're not care.
Just starting to be called old by the younger people.
And we shouldn't care. Like, I got kids in middle and high school.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to places where fitting in with my clothes matter. But if I'm being honest, and I know I'm speaking for you too, I still care.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you want to look younger, where the older generations back in the day didn't care.
You're not ready to be old yet.
I told you, I saw a thing where All in the Family, which was an extremely famous, you know, historical TV show.
I saw his chair at the Smithsonian.
Right. Archie, Carol O'Connor was 44.
That's a man, by the way.
Yeah, but he was 44 when he started that show.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks 65.
Yes.
I mean, I look back at pictures of me as a baby with my grandparents, and it feels like my grandparents are the age they are now in those photos, even though they're probably like 60
like old
at
people.
The time. Yeah.
So is that where the pressure is coming from? That we look younger than the generations that came before us, so we still feel younger?
Well, you're healthier, you're out more, you're doing more.
Okay.
You're not, the people my age used to be shut-ins.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were done.
Yeah, well, can we go back to that? That would actually be great for everybody.
Let me go home.
Shut up.
With my beanie.
Shut up.
I got all these beanies to wear.
No, I mean, to your point, what we always looked at as old is not lining up.
No, it's changing.
With what feeling old is. So does that mean then you feel like you have to stay relevant? Because you don't. You don't have to do that.
But if you want to, what's the other? Just die?
Yeah, that would be great.
I got my boner pill over here. Come on, man. For some reason, I have a convertible for no reason, and we're going to a vineyard this afternoon.
Oh, you're going to sit in a bathtub with your wife and hold hands on a hill?
Yes.
I mean, like, my dad, I'm 38 years old.
Yeah.
When my dad was my age, he wore Stephen Barry's hoodies, cheap-ass carpenter jeans, and non-name brand work boots.
It was standard, like, shirt, shoes, pants. Done.
That was done.
The basics.
His jacket had some kind of club he belonged to on it that he got for free.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing that happened.
What about now?
He's still kind of that guy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I've seen his suits at the Red Wings game.
Well, you know what? I take it back. He is trying to wear trendy suits.
Yeah, I think he does care a little bit.
What sucks, though, is when he buys the fabric for those suits.
Yeah, what happens?
America's out of that fabric. They're all one of a kind, only because you can't make them. We are done. We are sold out of that fabric because we made it for Lance Duffy.
I would also argue
we had to kill a couch. Sorry, go ahead.
I do think that it's also the way some boomers like my dad, they have no problem still wearing their baseball cap backwards.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you're right. Like, I would have never pictured my grandparents ever wearing a hat backwards.
But we're at the point.
But I always saw that as like a young person thing. But no, like, I guess if you grew up wearing your hat backwards, why wouldn't you continue on with it?
No, I think it's opposite. We're at the point now where if you see someone with a backwards hat, that person's old. And it depends on the hat too. Like, if
the
you
hat,
have
the
a
way you wear your hat.
If you have a all fit stretchy hat and you wear it backwards, that's the oldest man thing you could do right now.
Okay.
Because Tony Romo does it in the Skechers commercials and he looks like my grandpa. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy gets a random phone call, repeated phone calls from her dad out of nowhere the other day.
He's got to know. And he's got that. He needs to know this information right away.
Are ankle socks making him look old? Yes. Should he be getting crew socks, as Tommy put them? And of course, old man wants to correct what kind of sock we're talking about.
Well, you know I know my socks.
Not a tube sock, it's a crew sock. You know what the other pressure could be?
What's that?
Right? Okay, I think that your argument that we're feeling younger and looking younger is a big part.
Yeah, we're living longer.
Could it also be pressure from the women in our lives? And I don't even mean pressure they realize they're doing to
us. Like from the wife.
Okay, so like, even the women around you, women never have a hard time trying to dress and look young.
Yeah.
Let's use Kimmy as an example. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, you're 34?
Yes.
Yeesh. My mother, when she was 34, had four kids, the oldest being 12 years old at that age.
Right.
She was at 34, a full-on middle-aged woman who wore mom jeans, not because they were trendy, but because she was a mom. She had several sweatshirts that had puffy paint on them, not because we made them, but because that was like just the cool thing.
Convenience over comfort. Style.
Yeah. I never saw her without a turtleneck under a crew neck sweatshirt. Mm. Why you guys thought that was a good idea, I will never know.
That's kind of back again now, though.
Kimmy, what you're wearing right now, the average 19-year-old woman could walk out of the house with and would look totally
probably,
normal,
yeah.
Right? But even you've been struggling with your, for example.
Well, the jeans thing is really confusing right now. Because I don't want to be like, because the low-rise baggy jeans coming back, and I know I'm too old for that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm way too freaking old for that.
I will call HR, I swear to God.
So what am I supposed to wear then that still says I'm keeping up, but I can't wear that trend?
Oh, you may be in the...
Because I was told skinny jeans are out, okay? So what's the alternative?
You might have to start wearing the official old lady outfit.
What's that?
For work.
What?
Pantsuit.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Pantsuit's kind of just one of those things. It's like a suit. Like, it just never really went out of style.
Yeah, but it's not a flattering suit.
Young women in a pantsuit looks like a power go-getter. I'm going to be something. Someone in your age in a pantsuit that's never worn a pantsuit.
Just gave up.
Like, this is what I wear now.
Yeah. It covers up all the sins.
But I guess what I'm getting at is, like, our wives, it's much easier for our wives and girlfriends and all the women we see to dress younger.
Yeah.
So when we get older and we see our wives and girlfriends still being able to pull off relevant, trendy clothing, it can be hard to transition into the comfy shoes and cargo pants phase.
Right. You got to keep up.
Yeah. The problem, however.
What's that?
The harder you try to look young.
Mm-hmm.
The older it can make you look.
Yeah.
Like, there's a delicate tightrope to walk.
Because
if you try to dress like a 20-something, the lines in your face become far more prominent.
All right.
You look like the youth pastor with bleach blonde hair and an Abercrombie t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he in jail?
He might be.
Yeah.
He might be in jail.
Yeah.
So, like, if you don't try, you'll look like Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker at 44 years old. But if you try too hard, you look like someone that people are trying to keep their kids away from if you're walking alone.
Well, that's where the wife comes in.
If you try too hard, you're in bedazzled jeans.
Yeah. And that's where wives come in and can moderate how you look.
For you got to be willing to accept that help, though.
Do wives know?
Yeah.
They're old, too.
I think that they have a better perspective maybe than you do.
Yeah, I mean, they've been fashioning their whole lives. You know what I mean?
Oh, were they fashioning?
Oh, yeah, you know they
are. New segment on Thursdays?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I get what you're trying to do here because you're Mr. Progressive and you're a champion. I was talking about Tommy, not you.
No, I'm saying, but to his point, I can't really think of a time when a husband sought his wife's advice in it and it was embarrassing.
You're a biased opinion here. You're a wife who wants to give her husband advice on how to wear things.
Oh, no, I wouldn't give him advice.
Does he look young enough to you? Does he dress relevant enough to you?
I think so.
Your husband?
I think so.
But you got old lady eyes, too.
He's a big athleisure guy.
That is the greatest thing that's ever happened.
And I feel like you can't really go wrong with that.
But it depends where you're
going. It's kind of universal.
She's right.
Like, if you're going out on a Saturday night, nice,
Okay.
That look does not cut it.
He wouldn't wear it there.
What are we going? Yeah. Shut up.
No, you're going to go out nice. You're taking your old lady out nice.
Look at this fish. It's hanging on the wall. I caught that.
Yes.
Shut up, you old
bitch. Because you don't want to do anything where you have to get dressed up.
Yes. Bro, by the way, you're wrong because I have like nice, they look like nice
and
dress pants.
And you hate it.
That are athleisure pants. Okay, your husband's got them too.
But you're wearing a jacket. You're wearing a shirt.
And I have a jacket that's an athleisure jacket.
But that's not what I'm talking about. See, I look at what you've got on now as like, you wouldn't go out and take your wife out on a Saturday night dressed like that.
Why not? What's wrong with this?
You look like you're doing stand-up at one of those busted-ass towns we did.
That's me. You're describing
busted-ass town
me.
Comic.
No, what is
Townie
wrong
comic.
What's wrong with wearing this out on
you
a Saturday?
You can't wear that on
a
Saturday.
Oh, shut up.
First of all, I know your wife dresses.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
High-end.
Uh-huh. My wife goes one way or the other. She either looks unbelievably phenomenal, or she's wearing a coat that she got at Goodwill and looks like she's going to ask you for candy.
I have never been out for drinks with your wife where she wasn't dressed.
Yeah, well, it's because she knows you're going to dress like the crocodile hunter, so she's got to step up.
Oh, so it's
up.
My fault. Look your wife dresses nice.
Crikey, look at my shoes. My socks are from Italy. We're going to sneak up on them real quiet. The cruelest part about this whole thing, right, is we're talking about trying to stay trendy clothed as we get older. Tommy's generation maybe being the first generation to do it. Looking trendy can be expensive, right?
Oh, yeah.
When you were younger and you wanted to fit in, when it was appropriate to do these things, there were things that you always wanted. Certain sneakers or shoes, name brand labels, accessories that you could not afford. They would cost you a month worth of salary. You couldn't justify it. And now you get older.
Yeah.
And maybe you can afford something like that every once in a while.
Sure.
The problem is, you put it on, you risk looking like an idiot. Like, because I love sneakers, right? And when I was a kid, I never got name brand sneakers.
Yeah.
Right?
It you can afford it.
Arizona and New Balances and whatever the hell was at Payless. I can go buy like a pair of sneakers that I wanted when I was a kid, and I have a bunch of them. And I put them on, and it instantly ages me 15 years. It's like a Twilight Zone episode.
So you're too old for the sneakers.
Yes, but I can never have it. Now I can do it every once in a while. It's like that episode of the Twilight Zone where everybody dies and the guy who likes peace and quiet gets to read and he goes to open the book and his glasses break.
Oh, no.
That was money now. You were saying, come here,
so you're kind of saying if you could have worn it as a kid.
I would have worn it every single day.
It's not cool to wear it as a grown adult.
You can't wear it twice.
Mm. You really can. I think you're over.
No, I would definitely look at your purple socks, blue jeans, crikey jacket, and forehead like, and think, let's listen to that man's fashion
Well,
advice.
No, but I can't think of anything that you... What is there something you would have worn as a kid that you'd like to wear today? Because, you seem to have moved on.
No.
I don't think you're wearing anything or went back to anything that you wore as a teenager.
That jacket is very Mod Squad. You never wore something like that in the 70s?
I might have, but the jacket technology wasn't there yet. Apollo was still working on that. The Shacket spacesuit.
There's nothing you want to put back on again, Kimmy, that you can't bring yourself to do it. What about those sneakers we were talking about the other day? The Sambas from Adidas.
Yeah, no, those are that. I told you, there's a struggle inside my head with those types of sneakers because I know that I owned almost like an identical pair at some point in my life. But and I think that's why I have such a hard time putting it on my feet again.
So you want them?
I think so.
But you
I
won't
want
buy them,
but I don't know what it looks like if I wear them.
Women can pull off anything they want, especially if they're good looking. If they're good looking, they can do whatever they want, and that's the new thing.
So Kimmy can't get the shoes then.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, I'm Kimmy. My feelings are hurt now. I get vulnerable for a second, and I immediately regretted it.
I do feel like with shoes, though, you can kind of get away with it a little more than other items of clothing.
Go look at a guy wearing a pair of Jordan 13s at 44 and tell me with a pair of shorts that you can pull that off. It's a very rare man that can
pull
that
off. Is that the original Air Jordan?
No, the original Air Jordan is just a regular shoe. Oh. I don't have time to explain to you the pillowy brilliance of the Jordan 13.
I did. All right.
It's the most comfortable shoe ever designed. It's super cool.
But you can't wear it?
I have two pair at my house, and I can never wear them again.
Wow.
Because it's got a hologram on the side, and I look like an idiot. And I hate it. Sometimes I will put them on in my house and like walk around and be like, oh. It's like walking on a pillow.
Damn.
And I can't wear them out of the house.
Your poor thing.
Let's take a break.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills can make history.
Oh.
And it starts tonight, actually.
Fantastic.
I mean, it would be the first time this happened since 2007, and it would be only the fifth team in NFL history to do it.
Wow.
And it's hard to determine if this happens, because it could happen.
Yeah.
Or if this is completely out of the realm of possibility. Ooh. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills taking on the Miami Dolphins Sunday, a game you can catch live on CMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Be hanging out in all his jacket glory at the Bill Grace Taproom in Chi-Ally. So go hang out with him for the game on Sunday. Big divisional game this weekend.
Yeah.
And the Bills are running away with this division. The Bills have the same amount of wins as every member of the AFC East combined.
Wow.
And to fully establish how dominant they have been, your Buffalo Bills have a chance to clinch the AFC East by Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Can't remember the last time we said that.
For the Bills, never. Yeah. But I can tell you the last time it happened. Now, here's the thing. It would be week 11. The Bills could clinch the AFC East. It would tie a record for the fastest division clinch currently held by four other teams.
In American history.
Yes. The last time it happened was in 2007. And the Patriots clinched the AFC East in week 11 by smoking the Bills 57-10 at home.
Ooh.
I remember that game vividly.
That's a bad one.
So here's what would have to happen.
Okay.
Are you ready?
So a lot of cards have to fall in place.
Yes. The Bills would have to win their next three games. Mm. They got Miami and Indianapolis. Those are doable. But that Chiefs game at home.
That's the hump.
That's a hump. Miami, the Jets, and the Dolphins have to lose all of their games for the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right? That's also not out of the question.
But that's pretty rare.
It is. I mean, it's a 12-team parlay is what it is. 12-game parlay. But this dream could be dead as soon as tonight. The Jets play Houston at home.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans are really banged up. So banged up, in fact.
How banged up are they?
That despite the fact that the Jets are a complete tire fire, they are 2.5-point favorites tonight over the Texans.
Wait, you said where are they playing?
They're playing in New York.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how many games the Jets have been favored in period this year. Probably not many.
So if the Jets win, this holding goes out the
window. Jets win tonight, it's over.
Oh.
Right? Patriots win this weekend, it's over. Bills lose to the Dolphins, it's over. They would need to win the next three, and every other team would have to lose the next three. But it's funny, if you look at the schedule, the AFC East, the rest of the teams are so bad.
Yeah.
Even though they are all playing other bad teams, a couple of teams play the Titans, a couple of teams play the Rams. It could happen. It could happen.
All right.
Do we want this?
Why not?
Yeah, why Vegas. Wouldn't you?
Okay, well, here's
the easiest.
I don't want to be waiting until it's last few weeks of the season to find out. You want to be in control, right?
Yeah, rest some guys. Come on. Out.
Here's my fear.
What?
It would, consciously or subconsciously, if you clinch the division in week 11 with 7 weeks to go, cause the team to take their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're still competing for a high seed in the AFC playoffs, right?
Right.
But you can't tell me after you get a t-shirt and hat in week 11 that wouldn't mess with your head a little bit.
Like, I don't know. These guys are so competitive. I would think, like, man, this is even poured on time, right?
You don't want to be embarrassed.
Right.
No, I understand, but you've already won the division. It's week 11. Could you Google if the Patriots won the Super Bowl in 07? I can't remember. Was that the year they almost went undefeated? That might have been the year they lost in the Super Bowl.
To the Giants, right?
Yeah, that might have been. Was that 07?
Just remember.
No, you want to guess everything else, and you're like, you know, I want to make sure that I have journalistic integrity.
I still like the Giants weren't even that good.
No, the 07
year.
Was when they lost. Well, they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's
so
the one.
My fear. There's my fear, right? They went undefeated.
They would have eclipsed the 72 Dolphins.
Yep.
Yeah.
18-1.
Wow.
So there you go. That my fear is now confirmed that if you are managed to be this good this early.
I'm sorry. That was 2008.
So they did win in 07. Did they go in 07? What is happening? No, 08 would be the year the Super Bowl happened. 07 would be the season.
So you're talking about
it's the 07 then. Season. Oh, I don't know.
Because that was the 07 season, but it happened in 2008. So
I would take that run, man. Okay. Why not?
Okay. I don't know. I feel they always
say it's a positive. Why frown at a positive?
Because they have this term in the NFL, and it's been very popular the last couple of years. It's been falling out of Josh Allen's mouth a bunch. Peak at the right time.
All right.
It's not about who you play. It's when you play them. Mm-hmm. Team gets hot. Everything comes together. And the Bills have been fortunate enough the last couple of years over the last 7-8 weeks of the season where they get hot and they go on like a 6-game win streak. They go like 7-1.
Yeah, but then they're all banged up and you're missing half your players. Mm-hmm. Or this way, now you can rest some guys, rotate some guys through.
Right. All of these
you're
things
are true. You're not grinding these guys down to a nub.
But it's not like you wouldn't have anything to play for. You want that number one overall seed in the AFC East. Yeah. At minimum, you want two playoff games to get the second seed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Two home playoff games. I don't know. Like, I mean, it would be pretty cool. But this also feels like it could be one of those things. The Bills losing the first round of the playoffs at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Turns out they're playing in bathrobes.
The Indianapolis Colts quarterback by Baker Mayfield for some reason. 252 WCMF. The Bills have the opportunity to clinch the AFC East by week 11 before Thanksgiving. It would be insane for the Bills. They would clinch the AFC East before their bye.
Wow.
Their bye is week 12. So they can go into their bye with the division locked up.
And go party for a week.
Well, no, you don't want that.
Party.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, no.
Can I tell you, with this game on Sunday, like, there's a lot of things lining up for this to be a massive trap for the Bills.
Yeah.
The Dolphins game?
I was thinking that, too, with Tua's return.
You got that.
But he's already played, right?
He played last week. They lost. Right. He played well, though.
Bills have won their last, what, three in a row?
Yeah, they've won. They've had 2 3-game win streaks with a 2-game losing streak in the middle of it. It's a very weird season.
Yeah, but they own the Dolphins.
They do. They do. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow.
Maybe once in a while, though.
I don't forget, twice now, they've almost crippled Tua.
Knocked him out of the game. I mean, yeah, they go after him because that's how you beat Tua Tagovailoa. Mm. I'll be honest with you, man. I am a little bit scared of going to this game on Sunday because, not that it's my business, he shouldn't be playing football.
Well, they're talking about how they want to change the way he plays, essentially, so he avoids these collisions. But I'm just like,
So like, my fear is, and this is a selfish fear.
Yeah. What's that?
Then I'm going to be inside that stadium, and we're going to be having an awesome football game, and the Bills are going to be doing great.
Good times.
And something is going to happen with Tua, and he does not get concussions quietly. Mm-mm. Every concussion he gets,
he starts doing weird hands.
Horrific. Yeah. And that stadium, everybody in that stadium, I mean, with DeMar Hamlin on that roster, we know how
scary it can be very quickly.
Well, DeMar did it to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, I don't want to be there and watch that happen. And then, like, the game's just going to start playing again, and we just go back to normal. Yes. Like, we didn't just watch that happen.
It's all part of the game, Pat.
It's not, though.
It seems to be.
Doesn't have to be. You could just, like, hey, man, I don't know.
I'll go have fun. Stop worrying.
No, because I'm gonna forget. And that's the other thing, too. I'm going to forget about it. I'll be in the game, and I'll be having a good time. And then all of a sudden, it'll be like a jerk back to reality.
But he's not your neighbor. He's not your brother.
He's still a person.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, man, you know, we have this job where we're fortunate enough to kind of get to know these players on a personal basis.
Yeah, some I didn't like.
You didn't like any of them.
I liked a couple. Right? I like Rex.
You like the worst people.
Yes.
I know. No, but I mean, like, you know, he's got a family. Oh, he's just trying to make a living.
Trying to make a living. It's guy's a goddamn gazillionaire.
So then walk away. Just walk away, man.
Hey, go,
I don't want to see you hurt yourself.
Good.
Everybody would understand.
We
don't
need
I mean?
You.
Go look at Earl Campbell, man. I don't want you to be that. I don't want to be in the building if something happens, man. Come on.
He's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
But he's quick in that wheelchair.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.